Good morning.
Possibly Awful number 244. Matt and John, and I picked this week's movie, The Animal. John, I really want to know what you thought of this one.
Well, you know, I had not seen this one. And I've seen a lot of the, what do you call it, Adam Sandler and family movies, but not, I hadn't seen this one, so that was good. I really wanted to see more about the Badger Milk Girl. I thought that would have been more interesting. I did like the twist at the end. I thought that was good. I enjoyed that. Yes. Yeah. And then there was a good part of this movie where I was kind of like, all right, what are we going to do in this movie? What's going to happen? we're just kind of floating through this movie listing, you know. And then it got more fun, you know. So it was kind of a build up in a really weird way, a slow way. But and then it got better.
What are we going to do in this movie? Yeah. You know, it was interesting is when I went to IMDb and I was looking at the stats, it said, I want you to take a guess of the budget for this movie.
Oh, let's see. $65 million.
Holy shit. Boy, you went high. $47
million. 47, yeah.
2001.
I know, I forgot it was 2001. I probably would have went with a lower number. Yeah.
And,
yeah, that makes sense.
Gross, you know, 85, John.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Profitable. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Yeah. I know.
I think there was a time when, like I said, the Rob Schneider and the SNL group, they can make out whatever kind of movie, they will slop anything out and we go watch it.
Yeah, you know, I'll admit, I'll watch Deuce Bigelow. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So this movie revolves around Marvin. And I gotta say, before he even shows up, that Sergeant Sisk, played by Perry Cox from Scrubs. Yep. All right, that's what I'm gonna call him, is Perry, from Scrubs. So
yep, he was great. I love that they put him in a shirt that was like a size too small.
I know,
it's just like skin tight policeman shirt. I love that. I thought that was great.
I don't think he could breathe in that thing.
No, and he like would have twisted his body. That thing would have ripped into shreds. It was just like, what are you doing, putting that on him? Oh my gosh.
You know, this movie has a lot of things in it that are strange. You know, not as much as last week's, I would say, hit movie, Bullets of Justice. But this has some really interesting things in it. But it starts out with him. First of all, John, what he works in the police evidence room, and his dream is to become a police officer. But for some reason, he can't complete the course. And then for some other reason, he always pisses himself when he tries to complete the course.
Like, what is happening? He, like, they show him training, you know, going out for a jog. He's got his inhaler. There's an old man running faster than him. There's, you know, gets chased by dogs. He's just like, not doing great. But boy, this guy, what do you call it, field training that or test they had to do, right? What do you have? You had, they called it a physical endurance challenge. There was a guy that was on fire, a bum on fire.
What?
You had a granny who was just like lethal. She fought him, right? And I'm like, this is weird. And then, like, oh, let's put on the bulletproof vest, like underwear. Like, I don't care. Okay, so you're not that strong. Oh, you're not that fast. But apparently you're not that smart either. No, nobody puts a bulletproof vest on like that. What happened?
Well, like, what I don't understand is it's just time. Like, just run past them all.
Yeah, it didn't even matter what you did with them, right? You just had to go. Yeah, then he makes it to the you gotta climb over the wall, and he doesn't quite make it. And then the timer goes off, and he pees his pants.
What? Can I just say something about where this guy lives? This is what I don't understand, John, is he lives in some strange person's garage.
Yeah.
All right. But why? Like,
I think he's renting the garage. I think he's it's his apartment. Yeah, you can rent out the garage.
You work in the evidence room at the police. Like, you got to make decent money to rent a one-bedroom apartment somewhere. You're in a garage with an old lady who just let her dog attack you? I mean,
I don't know. Yeah.
Boy, it's there's a bunch of kids in there for some kind of field trip. And these kids are like, yeah, you're not a real cop. And then they handcuff him and start beating him.
Yeah, what is these kids from hell? Oh, man.
Oh, that's they write lose on him, and then Perry from Scrubs comes in and writes the R on his shirt to say loser.
Thanks.
That obstacle course. First of all, John, this police obstacle course has stands. Like, you're at a football game. Very interesting.
Cheer, Mom.
And the one guy had a sign that said, go piss stains. So I thought that was nice. What? Guess, you know.
So we did find out afterwards this was his fourth time in a row not passing. And I'm like, wow, that's harsh that you're going to keep trying four times. I think after the third time, and you're like, I'm done. I give up, right? I mean, I guess it kind of reminds you of Adam Sandler when he's like, oh, you don't make the hockey team, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got to trade up for next year's hockey season. Like, oh, man.
So he goes out with his two friends. So his two friends are, the one is the cop who works the front desk at the police station. Yep. I don't know his name. And then the other guy is his black friend who thinks everybody treats him different because he's black. And I don't know his name.
I thought that was a lot of fun. I thought he played that really fun. That was pretty cool. I think his name is Miles. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I thought that was pretty funny, the whole movie, him doing that. You know, just everyone treats me different because I'm black. I'm like, oh, that sucks. No, they treat me too nice. They treat me too good.
Yeah.
Trying to make up for, like, no, I don't think that's what it is. But
so he's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And while he's in the bathroom, Hummingbird Girl, who was on the news because she was trying to save a tree.
Right. And apparently they cut the whole forest down except for the one tree she was in. So, yeah, you saved a tree. Good job.
And he's taking a leak, and she just comes in there because the line is too long. So
right, so she was in the men's bathroom. And he's like, oh, hey. And she's like, oh, sorry. And then he said, oh, you're the girl, you know, from the tree, you know, saving the trees. I think that's really cool. And, like, as he's talking to her, he's pulling out the paper towels to dry his hand. But he pulls out, like, 30 of them. And she goes, yeah, I see you're doing your part to save the trees. He's like, oh, no. I like what he said though. He goes, this place should get one of those blowjobby things. Oh, no, I mean one of those hand jobby things. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. I'll take either one of those.
I know, I'm gonna call those at work that.
Yeah, the blowjobbies. Yep. Yeah, after I wash my hands, I use the blowjobby thing. Oh, you know, you label everything nowadays, right? You got to get the label maker out. I think I will label it blowjobby thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but he's, well, then he's at home and he's trying to think of a way to get in better shape to pass this course, and he sees the old infomercial for Badger Milk, John.
Badger Milk. Oh, my goodness. I have so many questions. I don't know. They show them like milking badgers. I'm like, really?
I don't know, John. I didn't look it up. Is all that stuff they said about badgers real? I don't know. Is it accurate?
You know, I didn't fact check this one. I'm just gonna assume it is real. I'm gonna assume it's right. 30 times their own weight. You know, they can pick up. Yeah. Sure. I can't say I know that much about badgers. I'm gonna say I just don't know that much. It's not like a zombiever. I know a little bit about those. But,
yep. You know they're tough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he calls and places an order. Badger milk.
Yeah. Gonna bulk up.
And I don't know, first of all, I don't know how big this town is he's in. But they're like, hey, can you watch the front desk? Every single other cop is going to go play at the softball game. So,
yeah, I don't think that's how it works, right? I mean, somebody's got to be on call. There could be a car accident, you know? You might need a cop.
I know. And so they show him doing nothing, and he's taking the shotgun that's on display, and for some reason it's loaded, and round goes off when he drops it. And well, then he finally gets a call for a 211 in progress, so he's like, let me hop in my jalopy and go take care of it.
Yeah, he tried to call for somebody to help, and nobody's answering. Nobody's responding. He's like, oh, I'll do it. I'll take care of it. And I don't know what it was driving. It was just some old, like, Granada or something. It was just a, 70s-looking car. And it didn't look in great shape either. But, yeah, he was driving that. And then, crashes off of a windy road off of the hill. And I'm like, oh, I wrote down crashes off hill. I'm like, mountain? Because, boy, that thing fell for a long time.
All because of a seal in the road?
I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I wrote the same thing. I go, to fly off the road and flip a lot as I was saying a lot
yep. And like after tumbling down this mountain for probably a full minute of the movie, he's okay. He seems to be fine. Okay, his leg is not pointed in the right direction, but he survived. And then a boulder lands on top of it, and I'm like, well, he must be dead. But apparently he gets saved by, I'm going to say, a Sasquatch?
or somebody dressed up as a Sasquatch?
Probably just somebody dressed up as a Sasquatch, yeah.
Yeah,
I doubt it was a furry, but maybe.
Oh, boy. Let me tell you something, John. Where he took him, there might be some weird stuff going on at this place, too.
I got a feeling, yep.
Oh boy. He's kind of in and out of consciousness, and he's in a place with a lot of animals. Even boy, there was a dog with a mask I saw at one point in there.
Interesting.
I think there's a horse in there and a monkey. But then, you know, he just wakes up next to his car. And what I love about this is he wakes up next to his car, somehow gets a ride home, and then just is like, eh. You know, who cares about my car that I flipped down the mountain? Or, you know,
Oh, well.
I'm just going, you know.
I imagine I might be in a little bit of shock at that moment still, not really knowing what's going on. Or he didn't even realize, you know, that he was out as long as he was. He gets home, or wherever he's, his home, I guess. And the dog, the landlady, dog's name is Dimples. I thought that was a cool name. Dimples the dog. I thought that was a cool name. It normally would have been terrorizing him, but it comes out and it kind of whimpers away. Like, okay, that was weird.
It pisses itself.
But looks like Amazon had come by and dropped off his Vanderbilt.
Not so, refrigerated. The best kind.
Yeah, you do wonder, like, should that have been... packed in ice? I'm not sure.
And it's chunky.
He busts it open and pours it into a glass. I say pours. But, it was in a semi-solid state. Oh, man. I saw that coming out. And I was like, they're not going to. Oh, and then he just drinks it like it's a cup of yogurt. And he's like, oh, that's good. I was like, oh, that's gross.
You know, he didn't say it was bad.
No, he said it was good. He said he liked it, yeah.
He takes a shower. He shakes dry like a dog after the shower.
Mm-hmm.
We see that boy, John, and I don't understand why this is, but for some reason, he's got the hairiest ass cheeks you're ever gonna see.
Right, he's got a little incision on his front side, and he was like, that's weird, you know, kind of sore. But on his back side, he's got this huge cut on scar from like an X on his back, and then a hairy hiney. His hiney was covered in hair. It was like, there shouldn't, you know, we've seen hair in places there probably shouldn't be, like last week. But, man, he needs one of those man groomers, you know, it's like a hair shaver, or a shaver on a stick. Yeah, that's what you mean. Mm-hmm.
we see, he's pretty fast here. He's got a little bit of speed in him.
So now he went out running to his jog, and now he's like faster than a horse. There was like a professional jockey running on the street for some random reason, but he was faster faster than that. And like, wow, he picked up his pace quite a bit. So we know something's going on. He's got the scar, he's got the hairy butt, and now he can run as faster than a horse.
Runs into Tree Girl, who we find out is named Rihanna.
Rihanna, yes.
Umbrella, Ella.
I like me some Rihanna. I do. I like me some Rihanna.
Underneath my umbrella. And he's talking to her, but he's easily distracted by the guy with a dog playing with a ball and a frisbee.
it was like he saw it. He's like, whoa, wait a minute. Hold on. the guy throws the frisbee, and he loses it. He runs after it and catches it with his mouth midair. I'm going to say that I'm impressed. I'm impressed.
And I think she was, John, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think she was, yeah. She was like, wow, that was different.
He goes to the airport where his black friend works, and he's talking to him, and he's like, "Yeah, can you believe they made me supervisor?" And he, how long do you say he's been there, John?
Like 16 days or something, right? He's like, "I've only been here 16 days, and they made me supervisor." And he's like, "Is it because you're black?" He goes, "No, it's because the other guy's stupid." All right.
We see here that he starts sniffing, and he's like,
"Yeah,
uh-oh!" And he runs and tackles this guy, and he said, "This guy got drugs." And oh boy, does this lead to something here, John? Oh boy!
Oh boy!
So he tackles the guy, and he's like, "He's got drugs," but he doesn't have any on him. He's like, "Ha! I don't have any drugs on me." He's like. And then he starts sniffing his ass, and he's like, and then he starts digging into this guy's ass to get these drugs out. And
he puts his hand down the back of his pants. I was like, oh, what is going on?
And then we have two flight attendants who may or may not be gay. I don't know. But they say, boy, hope he's on our flight.
Oh boy. One of the cops like tested the baggie, right? Like, that's pure heroin. You know, he tastes it. Like, dude, that just came out of his butt. You're not gonna put that in your mouth, are you?
It's one of the things I hate in movies. Like, cops are not gonna cut up in drugs and they'll. Yep, that's pure heroin there. Yep, right in front of the crowd. At I think the airport.
That's. Yep. Delicious.
Like, what are we doing? Yep. Mm-hmm.
Taste test.
Thanks to this. Boy, this bus, you would think this guy had 80 pounds of heroin on him. I mean.
Yeah, right?
I mean, there's a.
I mean, it conference. Was. What do you think? It was like less than a cup, you know, maybe a cup worth, you know, it was okay. He could have filled a measuring cup, maybe a little less, half a cup. It wasn't that much. I mean, it's a lot, but it's not like, you know, not like enough to give a bear in the woods and let him go nuts. You know, I've seen a bear eat a couple bricks of cocaine and seem fine.
Yeah, seem fine. Yeah. And so this press conference, John, I will say what I thought of watching this press conference scene is, you know, we love it when somebody's dedicated to their job. All right.
Yes.
Well, we go back to Pizza Guy from Carousel. All right. You know, dedication.
One of the best.
You know. But this reporter. At this press conference, I will say, goes above and beyond here because he's like, you know what? Can you smell what's in my butt? And he's like, car keys. And he's like, oh, he's good. So this...
He's good.
this reporter went above and beyond. He put car keys in his ass just to test him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's I like
that. That's dedication to journalism right there.
Yeah, that's right. Anything for the story. Am I right? You know?
That's right. Oh, my goodness.
You know, you don't know, you know, not every town gets a Sasquatch sighting. You know, you got to, you know, take the stories as they come along, you know?
Yeah,
that's right. Boy. I'm telling you.
A while ago that might not have been so impressive, you know, the car keys to my 88 Ranger wasn't that big a deal, but you're like, nowadays this thing's like a key fob. It's like the size of my wallet.
that's true. And you gotta be careful because, you know, when you move around you might hit the panic button and then, you know,
I could imagine. There'd be a lot of panicking.
What we're saying is probably wouldn't recommend putting your car keys up your ass. That's all.
Top tip. You know? Top tip from us, from Irresistibly Awful. Don't do it.
Even if you're trying to test somebody's smell ability, like, don't. There's other ways. Yep. All right.
What do we get? We see good old doctor that saved him. He ends up out in the open and catches him, and he's like, dude, I'm not hanging out with you. So he's like, oh yes, you are. Blow dart, tranquilizer.
What I love is before he shoots him, he shoots one and it ricochets through an old lady's window. I think it's the old lady he rents from. And it hits her in the head. Like, I think she's dead.
Yeah, I think tranquilizer to the temple might not do the way you think.
But yeah, he gets the old blow dart. And he wakes up in a barn with a huge hamster wheel.
It was kind of weird in there, wasn't it? It was a weird.
Oh boy! Is it ever, John? Is it ever? He tells him he put animal parts in him, and it's like, why?
Yeah. Right. There's all kinds of questions. You know, I'm by no means a medical expert, but I do think our bodies kind of don't like it when you don't put exactly what it wants in there. It tends to reject that kind of thing. This guy's figured it out. He's cracked the code. I mean, there's Nobel Prize stuff happening here, man. He is a hero to the world.
Can we get into this? Okay, we're going to dive into this right now. Because I got to get what you think. What exactly did this guy give him, John? What does he have? I told you last week when I picked this, I thought he might have a horse cock because I saw a clip of him up in a mailbox and he sounded like a horse.
Yeah,
but that's right. Yeah. I don't know, like, he can jump high and, yeah, he can smell.
So, well, he's got like kangaroo legs. He had dolphin. He had dolphinism in him. I know that.
Yeah, dolphinism. Yeah, that's
true. Yeah. He does the horse thing. Yeah. He has some monkey arms, I think, swinging through the trees. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Obviously, the canine nose. We covered that pretty good.
He's got part beaver because he makes a beaver dam.
You're right, the beaver.
He got beaver. But he doesn't actually have, like, it's not like we can look at him and say, okay, he's got a beaver tail, you know?
He does, no, right? No beaver teeth or, nothing, like, no scales. He had a hairy butt was the only thing on the outward appearance that looked different. Yeah, you're right about that.
And, boy, let me tell you, this doctor's like, well, I'll just say, you know, I got this monkey from a big pop star. I won't tell you who, but there may be hints. And then you see this monkey do a moonwalk, John.
Yeah.
And Marvin's like, MJ's I'm out.
Mr. Giggles. Sure.
Marvin's like,
but he explained everything that happened to him, and he's just like, I'm out of here. He's like, hold on, I thought you would just live with me and we could be buddies.
Uh-huh.
He's like, no.
Yeah, we'll get to that later. I got a theory about that guy. You know what it is, Jack. You know.
Yep.
Perry from Scrubs says, I'm watching you. And guess what? I'm going to be really watching you. As he's, As he's eating some chicken and Marvin's just staring at the chicken, he throws it in the trash and then he jumps into the trash to eat it. Right as the chief opens the door, who is played by Ed Asner, old guy from Up. And he's like, don't be ashamed. I've eaten out of the trash before. I'm like, oh boy.
What?
Boy, what? What? What?
So what do we get? We get
It's the hot chick partner. Oh boy.
Yeah, he's traffic copping. You know, he's outside writing tickets. Boy. And he sniffs out, he's like, what's that smell? And we got it's Wild food. Gang. Oh, wow, and this is where he makes the horse sound again, you know.
Oh,
it starts making it with the mailbox, because the girl she like bends over and picks something up, and she's, you know, her rack is out there. He's just like, oh wow,
you know. He says later that he made love to that box, so you know. I mean, he goes to visit Rihanna at the pet shop she runs. Probably not the place he should go, John, because, he tries to eat a fish.
He immediately tries to eat a fish out of a fish tank. Fantastic. It's kind of like a cat, right? Cat sees a fish in a fish tank and kind of paws at it or something and then just jumps in.
And she just thinks he's like, he's covered, he's completely wet. And she's like, oh, he's just adorable. Like, oh boy.
Just it's like, adorable. Yeah, the fish tried to get out. I, you know, I had to help him out, help save him. You should probably get a lid. Oh, okay.
And he. She's like, oh, here's our tiny turkey vulture. It won't eat. And he's like, oh, yeah.
Well, that's just because the little baby vulture doesn't want to eat full-size worms. You got to chew them up first. And then he opens his mouth and the bird eats out of his mouth. And you're like, oh, that's interesting.
And she's like, oh.
Oh, that's so cute. Like, no, I think it's weird.
But then, boy, he meets his match in this orangutan that is hanging around here, John. And this thing does not like him moving in on his girl here.
No, oh boy, he goes. He's very affectionate with everybody but other monkeys, and so he must think he's a monkey. Because they just start slapping him and fighting him, and then there's some purple nurples going on. And...
he gives him a chitty twister. Come on, man.
I liked it. I thought it was funny.
Before you know it, he wakes up in a deli. His belly is gigantic.
Yeah.
But as he's running from the scene, Perry from Scrubs sees him. But he doesn't think he's the one who broke in. He thinks he was the first one to get there. We find out later. So he runs to the barn to see the doctor, who puts him on the old hamster wheel. 5 minutes later, belly gone, you know? So.
I wish that's how it worked, man. Oh, man. Put me on a hamster wheel.
I know. And he actually...
doctor tells him, look, you're slowly losing control to your animal side. And so, you know, your best chance is, you know, to fight, you know, to prepare yourself. Satisfy your hunger early. Satisfy your animal urges before they take over, that kind of thing.
And he says, I named you Snowball.
He's like, I already have a name. It's Deuce Bigelow. I mean, it's Marvin.
Well, then he says this. And like you said, he goes, you know, yeah, hunger. You have to watch out for that. Followed by your sex drive. And then he says, and I quote, I can help you with that if you won't.
What? But then, like, out comes Mr. Giggles or something, and a monkey in a pink dress, and it's just like, what were you planning on happening here?
Okay, I'm just gonna say it because we all know what was gonna happen here. First of all right, this guy made this guy so he can bang him or get banged by this guy, and then he's gonna sit there and watch this guy bang this monkey. All right, we all know it. We all know it.
It's so weird. Why?
Right. He was gonna sit there and watch him bang this monkey. We all know it. We all know it. All right.
So gross.
I think that's the whole purpose of giving him all these animal parts to get him all horned up so he can get some barn banging.
I'm gonna say that's at least the most realistic reason here so far is probably exactly that, you know. Because if he was even half as good as he was, you know, you already would have been a famous doctor, winning awards, and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perry from Scrub says, guess what? You got a week left of probation, and I'm your new partner. So let's go.
That's right. I'm your new partner, Dr. Jones.
Yeah. And so, boy, they go on a little shift together. And, boy, we get him barking at some gang guys like a dog. Then, well, we go to a farm where I guess a guy had his tractor stolen, John. And, oh, boy.
There's a single goat tied off to the side. Why is that, Matt?
Well, John, you see, you got to keep her away from the other one. She's an eat, you know, so you got to keep her away.
So you're saying the other animals just can't resist her because of that. Is that what you're saying? So Marvin goes walking over to her, and they start playing Marvin Gaye. Let's get it on. I got a good chuckle out of that.
How you doing? Oh, boy. Yeah. He starts talking this goat, and I'm like, he's going to bang this goat. He starts kissing this goat, all right?
Yeah.
He smacks the goat's ass. All right.
Yep. And then the goat gives him a swift kick 30 feet in the air.
Oh, boy, yeah. They're driving around, and they run into Rihanna. And Will Perry's like, hey, you need to go out with me. And she's like, actually, I got a date with Marvin. And he's like,
and Marvin's like, oh, okay, I'll pick you up at 8. That's not bad. That worked out pretty good for him. But they have to go to the mayor's charity event. And and of course, Sergeant Sist, he's like, you just gonna stay back. I don't want you screwing anything up. Fair enough. But ends up going in anyway. Kind of gets pushed in, and he's doing okay. They're walking around hors d'oeuvres that he doesn't like take any. I didn't understand that. Like, why don't you eat one? Go ahead. Isn't that part of this? You know, don't lose control.
But, get a bacon wrap scallop. You know. But then he chases a cat through the party into a bush, and he gets knocking dragged down out, the
band. You know? Yeah, He ends up coughing up a fur ball.
Oh,
just
boy.
Looking crazy. Just crazy.
And, well, it's not looking good, but then he's like, wait, you hear that? And then he runs away, jumps into this pond to save the mayor's, I thought, grandkid, but apparently kid, from drowning. He dolphin jumps in, and then he dolphin rides him to safety.
Yep. Yeah, he swims like a dolphin. Quite impressively, by the way, I might say so.
So they're like, this is a fine officer you have here. And Perry from Scrubs is having enough of this shit.
Yeah, he even splashes Perry. Does one of those dolphin splashes. Oh, you were in the splash zone. Sorry. that was good. That was good.
So Marvin tells his friends what's going on. Yeah, you know what? A doctor did experiments on me.
they're not buying it. Whatever you say, buddy.
Yeah. If you don't want to hang out with me because I'm black, you know, just tell me.
Is that what it is? Just because I'm black, you don't want to hang out. That was funny. Yeah. It's a good running joke in this movie.
It's time for the date with Rihanna, and they go to this restaurant. And we got a waiter at this place who wants to bang her so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Very bold waiter we got here, John.
Yeah, very bold. You got a woman here with a date, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna get with her." Like, what, really? Okay. Now she's like, "Oh, it's a vegetarian meal there," and I'm like, "Really?" Later in this movie, too, it puts a big plot hole in there. Like, really?
Yeah, boy, she puts on a good act.
Yeah, that was all just show.
So, yeah, Marvin sees this waiter kind of hitting on her. So when she gets up to go to the bathroom, he pisses on her chair.
Marking his territory. Smart moves. Smart moves. Yeah, when she gets back, she's like, it's kind of musky in here. And he goes, I think the other table is eating asparagus. Oh, that explains it.
When she was like, boy, it smells like piss in here. You know?
All right, so I gotta ask, have you ever been on a date with your significant other and noticed they had something on their face, a little piece of food or, you know, a little ketchup or something, and you said, you know what, I'll help you get that off, and you reach over and then you lick their face? Have you ever done that one?
That's my go-to move on my next one, I can tell you that.
I'm thinking I might try it. See how it goes.
Oh my.
I'll probably get punched in the face. Your problem?
Yeah, I know. But boy, he's seeing her her back, because she has an open back on her dress. And, you know, he's licking her face, and boy... Finally, he can take it, and I wrote down, goes to the bathroom to jerk off his horse cock, because I thought that's what he was going
to
do.
So I'm going to ask, I'm like, so did he just go to the bathroom and, you know, take care of himself? Is that what just happened?
I think so.
Twice?
I think so. I think so.
Oh, man.
You know?
I pity the cleanup crew at the late at that restaurant. Oh.
Well, let me tell you something. I got a little aggravated here because, you know, while he's doing that, she takes this waiter's number. You know, he comes back and she just takes it in front of him. Just takes it. Like, wow. All right. So the waiter's outside having a smoke break, and then Marvin just, bull rams this guy into the dumpster, John.
I said tackles, but you're probably right. It's probably more of a bull rush. Yeah.
So then he takes her home, and she's like, you should come inside so we can bang like animals. And he's like, no.
he goes, I might attack you, LOL. Yeah. No, really, I might.
So he doesn't go in there, but he makes sure to piss on her front door, though, you know.
Again, smart move. Smart move. We do get Animal Cam. We get Marvin Animal Cam. A couple of times in this movie. That was fun. We do love the Animal Cam, the point of view cameras. That's always fun.
Yeah,
but he ends up waking up naked in a field.
Yeah, in a cow field. And
apparently he ate a whole cow.
Yeah. The farmers at the precinct telling the chief, don't know what happened. Nothing left, even ate the hooves.
He said the other cows can't come out or won't eat or shit. Won't eat or shit. It's like that's all they have. That's all they do.
And I like the chief's like, Marvin, can you come here? And he's like, oh yeah, sure. And he's like, you know, we got a sketch of the guy leaving the scene, and he busts out this sketch, John, and boy, it's Marvin with a hairy ass.
Yep, naked Marvin with a hairy ass. It was obviously him, like perfect drawing of him. Somehow.
So then they're like, yeah, you're gonna be on paid leave, and I'm like, all right, sure.
Sweet. Put me on that anytime you like.
I know. I'm like, all right. So then cut to his garage apartment, and he has built a beaver dam to, I'm going to say, keep himself in?
You know, I thought that at first, but I wasn't really sure. Like, why did he build this beaver dam? That might make sense.
I don't know. But, boy, you know, John, you know you found the one when she comes over to the beaver dam you just built and comes into your garage apartment and you have twigs and leaves.
Yeah, it's a beaver den on the inside. And she's like, oh, it's no big deal. Just tell me what's going on. So he tells her, and she's like, oh, that's cool. That's fine. No biggie.
That's the one, John. That's the one. Right there.
Mm-hmm. He's like, look, at night, she's like, you're not dangerous. He's like, I'm dangerous. You're not dangerous. He's like, look, at night, I lose control. Yeah. So he says, hey, tie me up. She's like, you know.
And I think she said, you know, you can bang me like I'm your mustache-wearing sister. But no, she didn't say that.
Oh, no. Protocol.
Yeah, he's like, you know, handcuff me, and well, she's staying the night, so we get Animal Cam, but this time Animal Cam shows attacking a person.
But when he wakes up in the beaver dam, he's not cuffed. She had removed him. So now he thinks he's the one who did it. And of course, police show up to the garage. And she's like, you gotta run. You gotta run for it. Like, man, do they have evidence against him? I mean, you have an alibi. Like, look, I've been with her all night. What do you want?
I know. Like, oh boy. Yeah, run for the hills. But, boy.
So he runs, and he starts jumping. He can jump, like, 10 feet in the air. It's like, wow, that was impressive.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's easily going to get away, right? You know?
Yep.
So, boy, we get a mob forming faster than a Sasquatch in the woods. You know, John?
Say that right. Woo. Yes. I was like, they formed a posse, a mob, whatever, just a We'll chase him down really quick. Really quick.
Oh, man. Shoot to kill. Yeah, shoot to kill. Yeah. And I got to say, I like Norm MacDonald showing up with his torch. You know, I thought that was pretty good, you know.
He's got a tiki torch lit, ready to go.
Later on, he probably has my favorite line that I actually laughed at hard, I got to say. Well, then we got the doc saying, oh, yeah, by the way, I did this experiment on somebody else, and it went bad. And it's like, oh, now you say that. Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I got a question here, John. So the doc takes off his sock. Did you see these toenails? What does this mean? What are we doing with this doctor's?
Right, so the doctor has, you know, how do we like talons for feet? I'm not sure, like really long nails. And you're like, oh, so he must have been experimenting on himself as well.
Oh boy, so then boy, we got Perry Cox, you know, from Scrubs trying to shoot Marvin from his police Bronco, I believe is what he's driving.
It was sweet. How he got it into the woods, I'm not really sure. And he doesn't get to drive it for very long because he crashes into a stump.
Yeah, he was on foot, but then he just emerges from the woods. And and Marvin's going like 50 miles an hour running too, man. Woo!
Yep.
But then, yeah, after he crashes, he's chasing Marvin on foot. They jump over this ravine. Well, Perry from Scrubs can't make it, so he's dangling to his death, but Marvin comes back to save him.
What a good guy. Yeah, Sisko almost didn't make it. He just enough to grab onto some roots and branches, and then Marvin saves him, and then, nope, still going to backstab you, and he gets ready to shoot him, but then Marvin is saved by the other animal. Animal person?
Which and, is? Umbrella.
And finds out it's Rihanna. It's the butterfly girl.
What?
Yeah, who knew? Oh, that was a good twist. I didn't see it coming early on. You know, I probably should have, but you were just, you know, so much weirdness going on, he didn't catch on. But yeah, the other one was him. I really thought it was going to be the chief, the guy who said he also ate out of trash cans. I thought it was going to be him. Yeah. I really did. Yeah. You know.
And what I love is even though Marvin has all these different animal whatever in him, in the end, he's just a guy because she's like, I hope this doesn't change things between us. And all he says is, that's why you have six nipples. And then they kiss. You know?
Yeah.
You know? That's a lot of nipples.
I haven't seen it, but maybe once before.
That's true. Oh, man. What was that? Hold on.
You gotta go way back for that one. That's an old one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was number. I know it is number 42. Necropolis.
Necropolis. Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you want to see more nipples, you get to see those nipples. I think, right? I think you get to see those nipples in that one.
Six-breasted succubus
or whatever it was.
Demon. Yeah.
Oh boy! Well, we've watched all kinds of movies.
Yep.
So then the mob shows up, and Adam Sandler says, "Cut off his freaking balls."
You can do it. Yeah, we can laugh. Why not?
So
And it looks like they're screwed, right? Because they're surrounded by the mob. Everyone's ready to, you know, take them out. And then his black buddy from the airport shows up, and he's like, "It was me. It wasn't them. It was me. You guys got it wrong." And everyone's like, "Oh well, yeah, never mind. We're cool."
Yeah. Oh, I got
that.
That's pretty good.
I laughed. I was like, "Oh, that's the best way to resolve this situation." It was just like, never mind. We're good.
I laughed so hard when Norm Macdonald said, "Boy, I'm not going to be part of a mob that kills a black guy."
Yep. Nope. Not going to happen.
Nope. Yeah. So then we got 1 year later. Boy, they have a ton of hairy ass baby kids. I guess she has litters.
A litter of kids. Yes, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, a litter of kids.
Mm-hmm. They have on the TV that the weird horny doctor won a Nobel Prize.
I told you.
he's got the Badger Milk girl there.
Oh, man.
Who also has back scars, so he's trying to make her into a horny animal too.
Apparently, yep.
So him and Rihanna are sitting on the couch about their macking, and then the goat walks by, and Marvin looks at it and wants to go fuck the goat.
He's like, "I'm just looking."
Oh boy, he's fucking that goat. We all know that, right? We all know.
Oh man. Oh no.
She's gonna kill that goat, right? She's gonna kill that goat. Yep.
Yeah.
She's gonna eat that goat. Gonna kill that goat.
That's right. It's gonna be dinner.
And that's how the movie ends. And that's the animal. Very interesting.
Interesting. Yep. Yeah.
Well, John. What do you got coming up?
All right. This came up on the recommended on old Tubi. And when I saw it, I said, "Wow, this looks fun."
Wow.
So it goes, it says it's a secret, perverted military project transforms unwitting humans into attractive, sex-craving women. I'm sold. Okay.
Sounds however, like it has all the ingredients, John. It really does.
However, a bug in the transformation process caused these women to transform into reptilian beasts when they orgasm.
I thought you were talking like a bug in the machine, you know, like a flaw, but no, a bug in the machine.
Yeah, okay. The movie's called Repligator. Replicator. And the cover art is a woman's body with a gator's head.
I gotta see it. Hold on. I gotta see it. Hold on. Come on. Repligator. 1996?
Yep.
Look at it. She's got a bikini to cover the head. I like it. I gotta say. Oh, man. That's, oh, boy. 2.7 out of 10 with a solid.
It looks, I'm going to say this.
73 reviews.
It looks pretty terrible. But it looks also like they put plenty of boobs into it. I think it'll work out.
There you are. I got you. I lost you for a minute.
Sorry there. Yeah. I gotta watch my phone. It sometimes goes to sleep on me. I said, this movie's probably terrible, but I think they make it up with boobs.
Yep. Highly likely from that. Rough Legator. Good title. I like a good Rough title. Rough Legator.
I do too. That gets me every time.
Legator.
So 1996 right. too. I like the 80s, 90s movies. You know, that's that can be fun. More fun costumes and less CGI.
Yes, sir. All right, John. I will talk to you later about that one.
All right. Till then.
We came. We saw. We kicked its ass.